Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight's actually a little bit of a shorter topic, but I would argue from the most important topics that we can talk about Shabbos and really in general life. Torah tells us, so you can't light a fire, you can't ignite a fire on Shabbos. Moshe was the greatest person of the Jewish people, even in the generation that got the Torah, certainly of the greatest prophet of all time. He was not only was the greatest prophet because he was the most humble of all men. Our sages tell us, the Talmud says, is that literally when Moshe gave over the Torah, it was not Moshe speaking, he was just a vessel. He was just a kli, and Hashem, so to speak, kaviyachol, spoke through him. Hey, Amru, what Talmud says, in Psachim Samachvav, ka'akoyes im chachamu, chachmaso mistalakes mimeno. We learn that if you're a wise person, if you're a chachamu, a wise person, and you get angry, you forget your wisdom. Where do we learn that from? That even a person's a brilliant person, if they get angry, they lose their seichel for Moshe Rabbeinu. For Moses, the most humble of all individuals, the wisest of all individuals, the greatest prophet, Torah tells us, Vayiksef Moshe Pekudei Echal, a few weeks ago, that after the whole incident with Pinchas and Bilam and Balak, where the Jewish people ended up sitting with the daughters of Moab, and then they went to destroy Midian after this, and they left some of the girls alive against Moshe Rabbeinu's order, it says Moshe got angry. V'ksiv v'yomer al-Gazer kol anshe etzvah ha-bay v'molchama, zoyitz chukas ha-Torah shetziva shenes Moshe. This is the law. He went through some laws which Hashem told Moshe. Moshe didn't give it over. Why? Because Moshe had lost the ability to say it over due to his getting angry. Shadavka Moshe shemiyuchad b'tveguso. Moshe, who was so connected to Hashem, we discussed the past couple of weeks that there's a level of Torah, not like a bore, not like a sister where she collects it, but like a mayan, a stream. And the second you cut off the stream from its source, it loses it. It loses the connection. So even though it's fresher water, it's stronger, it's better, but if it's cut off from its source, it's lost. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the greatest prophet, the greatest person, when he gets angry, even righteous anger, he loses it. I mean, many moons ago, we were learning Tomer Devara, and I pointed out, we were talking about anger then, and the word I always talk about when I say anger, kas, is poison. Why do I say poison? Because there is no anger that's healthy. People could justify why they're angry, good reasons, bad reasons, but when a person gets angry, it affects their neshama, their soul, negatively. They don't think as clear. And if a person gets angry at their kid or at their good friend or relative, and they have a reason to be angry, and perhaps they're right, it still damages them. It's never, anger is poison. And I gave a few examples then of people that I saw with my own eyes lost complete seichel, they lost intelligence. I mean, everyone does. We all know that if a person's intellectually honest, if a person gets angry, they don't think clearly. People, I can tell you this as a person who's a Rav, when a person gets angry, they say stupid things and damage marriages, partnerships, friendships, do impulsive things which could hurt them. They walk around uncomfortable, unhappy. Anger is such a poisonous reality, always for a person. And in this case, in Moshe Rabbeinu, who was absolutely right to be upset, to the extent he was angry, it still took him away from Hashem. That's how great the poison is of anger. Chem Shabbos Kodesh on Shabbos, Matzanu Hadgashas Miuchedes Lizar Min Hakas Femariva on Shabbos in particular, there is a warning not to get angry, not to get into fights. As right, and you know, we use the mashal, the metaphor earlier in this work about a wedding, and I said, you know, what must have a turn wedding? Imagine getting to fight at your wedding, being angry at your wedding, be upset and missing the opportunity. Now we're saying you lose the connection to Hashem. There's a remarkable Gemara in Gittin. In Gittin.
I don't know why you keep insisting on wasting it. Where are your earbuds?
Oh. Yitzhak. Thank you. We hear you. One second. His famous moods. Okay. So it says that so is a remarkable Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says like this: Hana Beitrei. There is two individuals. The Igri Beisatan Kol Beishimsha of Erev Shabbos. There are two people that the Satan, the Yitzhahara, the evil inclination, got them to get into fights every Friday. Every Friday they were getting into fights Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. Now, we know that Erev Shabbos, we've discussed this, the Friday afternoon, Friday day, is a preparation for Shabbos. Right? You know, the more we prepare, the better we'll prepare for Shabbos. You know, I mentioned this previously that about 400 plus years ago, I actually wrote an article several months ago for Aish about Kabbalah Shabbos and Lechot Odi, that Chazal really even stressed more the whole Kabbalah Shabbos experience because it was harder for people to make that break from Erev Shabbos, from Friday into Shabbos, and be like, you flip into the reality. But really, the more a person is prepared on Erev Shabbos, the better the Shabbos is. Out Kabbalistically, the Kedusha from Shabbos starts already midday on Shabbos, and we know that even by plug, about an hour and 15 minutes of in general before Shabbos, you can light Shabbos, make Makabal Shabbos, make early Shabbos. Hey, Friday is a very important day. And so the Yitzhahara would like to throw a person off. And the Yitzhahara was doing a good job on these two individuals. Every Friday they were getting into fights. It was more heated, right? Behave kama anse minse, behave that they were fighting it ikler bimir lahasam. Bimir, the great Bimir Balanais, the great student of Rabbi Akiva, went to this house. Ikvinu at Tlasabeshav, stayed for 3 straight weeks by Fridays. Adi Avale Shalom, say 3 weeks because three creates a new reality, it's a chazaka. And I said this before we were learning in the beginning. Yeah, you know, I always said if a person who is not Shomer Shabbos, not Sabbath observant, keeps 3 straight full Shabbos, they're on the path. You do something 3 straight weeks, it puts you into the, you've now created a new reality for yourself. So he said he was there for 3 weeks, and he made them make peace. And every Friday, after that, they didn't fight anymore. Shamala Satan, the Talmud says they heard the Yitzhar and Satan say, they come Voy, it's Ikra Bimir Laho Gabri Besa. Oh, Rabbi Meir kicked me out of this house. Until then, here the Satan, here the Yitzhar, the Evangelist is doing a great job. Every Friday they're getting into fights. Every Friday they're angry at each other. Actually, Pinkus does not bring this, but it's a very famous Chidah. The Chidah says specifically the Yitzhar comes on Friday knowing that Kedusha, knowing the holiness of the day, and therefore, you know, he wants to throw a person off. It's, you know, and the person has to be extraordinarily careful, knowing that, you know, that there's the Yitzhar, certainly on the winter when Shabbos is early, there's preparations, you know, people are ill-prepared, so there's what should be the happiest, most joyous day, sometimes, you know, a person can have more frustration, and that's particularly because the Yitzhar. By the way, I do recommend people who have that put on some music, you know, come in knowing that, you know, there is a Yitzhar. Something's about a wedding, by the way. People go to weddings, it can totally blow it. my rabbi, Rav Salasal Mashkech from Lakewood, says that the reason he hates Sahara on Fridays is because if a person overcomes it, that they come into Shabbos that much holier, happier, stronger, because they've worked on themselves before Shabbos, and therefore they can have a true Shabbos Menucha. But suffice it to say, it's important to know there's a Yetzirah, and anger pulls a person away from wisdom, from connection to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's totally connected to Hashem, when he gets angry, loses his wisdom, and therefore he can't adjudicate on that case. The cause of Hashla, the great Shla, Shai Harwitz, there's a good article recently about him, says, I'll call Avera Kufula Hi. It's a double sin to get angry on Shabbos. It's a double sin to get angry on Shabbos. And he says, he says the Torah even gives a simon. It says, Lusuvaru Eish Bechol Mosh Vasechem Beyom HaShabbos, that you should not ignite fires in all of your homes on the day of Shabbos. Now, literally, that means there's a specific, it's an interesting thing. We don't talk about all the Torah prohibitions about the Sabbath, about what you can and can't do, but igniting a fire, it does say, and the Shla learns it out, not only literally, but it also has this hidden meaning, which means the fire that you cannot have in any house, any Yiddish haim, any Jewish home on Shabbos, is the fire of machlekes, the fire of strife, the chimam hakas, and the fire of getting angry, of anger on Shabbos. Vayanizar bazeh bezihiros gadol. And the Shloss writes that a person should be very careful not to get angry already from Erev Shabbos, from Chatzais, as we mentioned, the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos, already Kabbalistically comes down. Arizal says it's already from Chatzos, midday on Friday. So for those 31 hours, it's a loisivaru esh. Don't have the fire of fighting, of machlekes on Shabbos. We discussed, by the way, in Torah and Devarah, really for a child or somebody needs to be told off, punished, corrected, ideally you should not do it during this time. It's not the time. The Torah and Devarah, it's a time of chesed, not a time of din, but it's also, you should not get into any, if you have to discuss a sensitive topic, a topic where a person will get upset, not this time. This is not the appropriate time. Would you go over to a person at their wedding and tell them, by the way, or your child's wedding, or this, no, you wouldn't do it. It's not appropriate. This is not an appropriate time for anything which will cause machlekes, unless it's, for whatever reason, sometimes it's unpreventable, or it's an emergency, you know, different rules, so to speak, at times. V'ikar mitzvahs ner Shabbos. And by the way, it's an amazing thing. They know, the Talmud says, that we light candles Friday night. The main reason we light candles Friday night in every Jewish home, right? Even people who are not as observant know you light candles on Friday night. Is the Talmud says it's for Shalom Bayis, because once upon another, there are also mystical reasons, but the practical reason which the Talmud says is for causing peace in the home. And Rashi says, if your house is not well lit, this is before the light bulb, or today the LED lighting, whatever you have, the house was pitch dark. And if it's pitch dark, you know, in the dark, it's not pleasant. You can trip, you can fall, you can get hurt. If you get hurt, you'll get upset. People, you'll be edgy, you'll be angry, you can't see what you're doing. So we specifically light lights Friday night to Shalom Bayis. By the way, even today, it's an interesting thing. Even today, you know, I sit at my table, actually, can't see it, I'm down a little bit. I'm actually in my dining room at my Shabbos table, goes all the way down. And I'm facing, when I'm looking all the way across, I look at my candlestick. It's an amazing thing that even though it's a well-lit room, but when I see the Shabbos candles, my kids are running around the table, and my wife's at the table, anything that goes wrong, it reminds me Shalom Bayis. It reminds me Shalom Bayis. I see all these candles, and by the way, we know the minhag is today, minhag Yisrael, overwhelming minhag is not just to light two candles for Zachar Shamar, you light a candle for all your children. So everyone has their candle, and so that kid is misbehaving, you know, getting angry, fighting with their sibling, but you can't, it's Shalom Bayis. You're at a Shabbos table. I always say that, you know, at some level, having the Shabbos candles, we know, so Halach actually gave a shir on Machan many years ago. Some people probably in this call remember this, about where you light, and if you try, you eat out Friday night, but the minig is to light by the Shabbos table, so you look at it, and it's not just because you benefit from it, but it's a good reminder, and that's the main reason, but it's a good reminder that Shalom Bayis is not just light, it's this, it reminds you, Shabbos table is a place of no anger, of no fighting, of no screaming, and at times the Yetzirah, because of the Kedusha, because of holiness, try to seduce a person, it's a good reminder what the important thing is. It's not appropriate. As I mentioned, anger is always poison. It's always poison. You always lose when you're angry. A person can rationalize all they want. They are a loser for being angry. A person, even if you're right, you're wrong when you're angry. There are rare exceptions when you can have external anger for specific things, but internally you always lose. And on Shabbos, you lose twofold. And as the Shlach says, you're overload Sivaru Eish, you can't have a fire in your house. By Zed, the Metzias Shabbos, the Metzias of Shabbos is Dveikis Timidus Lasherish. The reality of Shabbos, we're connected to the source. We're connected to the source, like the stream connected to the source of order. The Atzma, ideally, as we've elaborated the past few weeks, we're supposed to be a receptacle for Hashem's presence. Therefore, like Moshe, if we get angry for Shabbos, we're going to forget our wisdom. Now, we have no shaychas, we have no connection to real wisdom, but we lose Hashem a lot. When you get angry on Shabbos, you lose the connection. You lose Shabbos to a large extent. Therefore, Moshe was miyuchad. All his wisdom came straight from Hashem, and the Shechinah spoke, as we said, that he was purely a receptacle where Hashem spoke through him. And therefore, when Moshe got angry for a moment, he lost the wisdom because he was what we call aspeklar amira. Ein lecha sakana kama akas. There's nothing as dangerous as anger to lose a shechina. You see a person like that. The Zohar says that a person becomes angry, that a shama gets ripped up. They look different. Their face, when a person's angry, they look different. They have no place for spirituality in them. The anger burns in them. Right? And therefore, there's nothing as dangerous as anger to pull a person away from Hashem and to lose it on Shabbos, to lose that connection. Perhaps this is for us. Can be a pesher, an answer to be a kiddo for something which is really surprising. There are people, Nebuch, I spoke of this, many months ago, who go on the Shabbos and feel empty. Their day is empty. Like the Monopoly people weren't playing Monopoly on Shabbos. Been recently, but I've been in communities where they play, the kids will play basketball on Shabbos, which is arguably forbidden. But certainly not the right appropriate time to play basketball. So you're at a wedding, you're playing basketball, total against the grain of Shabbos. What a total loss. But they're empty, right? They're trying to kill time. So they play Trivial Pursuit or Monopoly or they sleep the day away. We've discussed Shabbos for many, many months, so I'm not going to focus it. But we see one of the reasons this could happen, even sometimes it's even more than the weekday, that people are bored, long summer, long Shabbos. What am I going to do the whole day? Lo mi bai mi yam tov. So yam tov, you have a whole tochnit, you have a whole thing. But you're eating the sukkah, you're shaking the lulav, you're hearing the shofar. It's a long day, right? But it's so that Shabbos is understand would be you feel a little bit less empty, more empty. But even a weekday, there are people who try to fill their time on Shabbos, and they're missing out. As part of the reason is now for a serious Jew in a weekday, you have dafilmis and shurim and all kinds of mitzvahs, and you do your chesed, you do your kind acts, whatever. Your day, you have a very organized day, and you have your job, and you have your reality. Shabbos is relatively filled up with the Shekhinah. Now, we discussed the past couple of weeks about learning Torah and davening, but the focus of Shabbos, the reason there's no lulav and esrog and all these other things, or shofar, or you know, is, or officially stay up the whole night, where, you know, Shavuos is coming, is because it's all about the getting the Shechina. It's not about us. It's the wedding, and therefore everything in the spiritual world feels Shabbos. But right, but if you don't have the Shechina, if you don't connect the Shabbos, if you're just playing Monopoly, you know, or you're unaware playing basketball, you're just unaware, it actually could feel worse than the week. And the reason is because actually, just someone did so recently. Somebody recently, I was studying it, you know, not an observant, not yet fully observant person, told me he could be bored out of his mind on Shabbos. Now, this person does not live near me, and doesn't have a strong community, but you'll feel it more acutely because you don't. The whole connection of Shabbos is one of a stream of a full connection, right? And if you don't feel that, if you don't have it, you can feel it more acutely, right? If you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, you'll actually, so to speak, feel worse. Now, better do something than nothing. But we're talking about feeling a connection, feeling fulfilled. There's no bigger opportunity than the Shabbos. And the higher you are, the more you feel it if you don't tap into it. But just to swing back, what we're talking about today, and this is super important, Valkeim B'Shabbos, the kesher, the connection, right, is built in Nifsa Kedusha. Right? Everything about Shabbos is connected to Kedusha. Therefore, Shlo Yedid Barecha Shal Shabbos, the Navi says in the Talmud, expounds, elucidates, you should not speak, your Shabbos talk should not be a weekday talk. You're not talking about the tax code or tariffs or Iran. It's not the focus to a large extent, right? It should be at the Parsha. It should be about the rabbi's speech. It should be what you're learning. It should be about Shavuos, about Svira, right? About what your family, connecting to people you care about. For though Hiluchacha Shal Shabbos, and the Talmud says you should walk differently on Shabbos. It's more of a calm walk. You're not running to work, right? You're enjoying the day. It's a spiritual day. Also, there should be a level of remembering the Shabbos. So we should be connected to Shabbos and Kedusha. We act and talk differently. It's not a weekday. It's just like, hopefully, you act when you're by your wedding, you act and talk differently. You see, Shabbos is this, a connection to the Makor. And therefore, any break, and there is no worse break than anger. I'm just stressing this here. He's not going to reiterate this, but I'm going to reiterate this. You know, Nari Sigam Sikanti. I've seen this my whole life. People who get angry, they damage relationships, and they damage themselves, and they damage their Yiddishkeit. And if you get angry always, it's really bad. But to get angry on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos, it's a hard for this, is really, really bad. And it's really, really inappropriate to the highest degree. And the reason I'm stressing this, because I've had people in the schools I'm in today, people in the shul, people in the community, they always think they're right when they're angry. And they're always wrong. And I'm not saying their argument's wrong. But whenever you're angry, you're a loser. It's poison. It's destructive. Right? And I think, you know, in Miyuchad, you know, the Shabbos table, Miyuchad at the Shabbos table, it's such a loser to get angry at the Shabbos table. It's so the antithesis, the complete opposite of how a Yid connects to Shabbos. And that's why, just what I said before, the candles are by the table, and even said by the day, it's not lit, but it's a reminder what's important in life. This is, and what's important, and when you're connected to Hashem, you don't want the anger because it takes you away. You lose out. And then anything which is appropriate, is inappropriate on Shabbos to take away. You need to call, you could lose out much more than during the weekday. Because right now on Shabbos, the way Hashem connects us, so to speak, is a stream. We connect to Hashem. Then not only do we stay connected, the level of Kedusha, of happiness, of connection is higher than we can ever imagine possible. Give everyone bracha for Shabbos, that they should have a good Shabbos. We should remind ourselves that on Shabbos there should be no Jewish home, no Yiddish home that has anger, that machlekes, fighting, strife. And on the contrary, all of our homes should be filled with shalom and bracha. Okay, hold here.